Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you want to smoke a cigarette, you are going to be paying more these days to smoke and to feed your habit because of the taxes. And we have decided that, not we all, but lawmakers have decided that it was for the best interest of public health to make those who smoke pay for it. And I'm a little mixed on that because as much as I dislike smoking and I dislike those who smoke and sadly put other people at risk, I also think that is a form of discrimination, especially when you have many smokers who served in our military, who supported those who went overseas and fought for our country. And so now they're addicted to tobacco because that's what they did during Vietnam and Korean War and Persian Gulf War. And now they're being penalized for it because they got addicted to tobacco. So I'm not a big fan of taxing and only a certain demographic. And that's a way that somehow people could do it. Well, you smoke. Well, smoking, though, the reason why that's so controversial is somebody who smokes is polluting the air around them and exposing others to secondary, tertiary tobacco and toxin exposure. So I get how people are going to be a lot more aggressive with that. Well, some legislators decided we are going to tax sugar-sweetened beverages. And I guess the sugar-sweetened beverage taxes took place in Boulder, Colorado, Philly, Pennsylvania, Oakland, California, San Francisco, California, Seattle, Washington. And a study was done, published in JAMA Network, which found that those cities or states who taxed sugary beverages did find reduced consumption. And that the potential could improve population health. Now, I would like to see if all the study did was look at if there were declines in purchasing because of the prices. It didn't necessarily look to see if those people say, well, if we can't buy sugary drinks, we'll go to alcohol, or we'll go to cookies, or we'll go to something else. So I don't know if diabetes plummeted in these cities or obesity plummeted. But they looked at data that spanned from January 1st, 2012 to February 29th, 2020, analyzed this data between June 1 of 2022 and September 29th, 2023, and they found that prices of these sugary beverages were increased by an average of 33.1% to 52.2% during the 2 years following tax implementation. And it corresponded to an average price increase of 1.3 cents per ounce and a 92% tax pass-through rate from distributors to consumers. The purchases declined by 33%. Now, I'm hearing that there are some stores that they're not even going to be selling certain products because of the prices. I think there's one chain, and I think it's in Europe, though, that is not going to, they're not going to have Pepsi products due to the pricing. So, I understand, I think Coca-Cola makes Minute Maid, lemonade and things like that. Those are still sugary drinks, although there's low sugar. So how should we proceed when it comes to sugary beverages? We've taught the population that they're not the healthiest. We've taught the population that they could lead to diabetes, cavities, heart disease, and that there should be, you know, some a responsibility when drinking these things. We've all known that they cause weight gain. I mean, that's why in the 70s and 80s, diet sodas became so popular. Because we knew that if people wanted to be skinny, they'd want another source. They wouldn't want another option. It's just these sugar alternatives and these sugar substitutes can cause weight gain themselves. Insulin dysregulation, even possibly cancer. So if we want to cure obesity, I told you guys for hour one what we should be doing. We should be really concentrating on kids and getting them physically fit. If we're remediating people's academics, why aren't we remediating their physical fitness? You know, those who can't do any sit-ups or push-ups, why don't we work with them? And then we have a different PE class for them than, you know, those who are the, you know, football heroes of the class. And so we do have to also teach people that they need to exercise. But studies like this say, you see, when we tax them, people bought less. Yeah, but did it really translate into better health? We still have obesity. They've been taxing over the last 10, 12 years some of these beverages. These beverages have gotten ridiculously expensive. So what are people doing instead? Are they going to alcohol? Are they finding other sweets? Are they making their own drinks? You know, I mean, I want people to drink water, drink more water. But if somebody wants something sweet or if they want the bubbly, I notice a lot of people are going to seltzer. But, I mean, is that the healthiest choice? So, you know, I just feel a little uneasy about, well, if we want people to not do something, let's just charge them more. Because then what's going to happen with our cars? As the narrative is, well, we got to go all electric, we got to go all electric. Well, those of us who live in apartments can't necessarily do electric vehicles. We're going to have to find chargers because we can't, like rich people, charge our car at home because we're in an apartment and we're parking on the street. But what are they going to do? If the narrative is, guys, we got to go all electric, are we going to be charged extra, ridiculously extra, for fuel and for our cars? So I think it sets a dangerous precedent. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Byron wants to know if I've seen more cancer cases since people have been using telemedicine more than regular doctor visits. And, you know, the answer to that is I don't know yet. I have seen things that have been ridiculously neglected, and I do worry, and I have predicted that we are going to have an uptick in cancer. For a variety of reasons. One, I think we're going to have an uptick in cancer because I think COVID can be oncogenic. I think whoever designed COVID, whether it was in a lab, whether it was by nature, I'm a little suspicious that the virus can do more than we know. And because this virus likes to camp out and affect our sense of smell longer, affect our coughing longer. I know they say the virus is gone and it's just the inflammatory immune process that's causing us to do that, but for 6 months, for a year, really? I think there's still pieces, or there's still components to it, or active virus. And so I do worry. And I've even talked to oncologists about this, cancer specialist. I go, I just got a feeling that COVID could later cause cancer. And we, you know, it'll set up shop in some of our organs, and I'd like to see that studied and ruled out. They go, we agree. Absolutely, it has the potential. Now, I don't want to scare you all, but, but another reason why I think cancer cases are going to go up is because people don't go to their regular doctor anymore. I know you all are saying, well, boo-hoo, Dr. Dahlia. Family docs are making less money. It's not about that. I do telemedicine. I love doing telemedicine. I'm very grateful for my job. But these people who used to always have a regular doctor, they can't get in with their doctor. Their doctor quit. Their doctor no longer takes their insurance. They said, to hell with Obamacare and the reimbursements, I'm just going to do concierge. And so the average person is not seeing the doctor they've seen for 15, 20 years. And so they're starting brand new with a brand new doctor. So can you blame them for not having a loyalty or a love or a deep committed relationship to their medical provider? The problem is we did have somebody call up saying, I have a foot infection. And I go, well, show me the picture. Let's see. To me, it looked like cancer. I'm like, how long did you have this? Well, I got scraped a couple months ago, but now I think it's infected. To me, it looked like a squamous cell carcinoma. I had another person call up saying that they were just having shoulder pain. They just need more anti-inflammatories. I go, has anybody checked your shoulder? It was on the left. Is it really your shoulder? No, it's in this general area. So I just need more anti. I go, has anybody checked your heart? I think there's going to be a lot more cardiac pathology. I think there's also going to be, fewer people knowing that they have high cholesterol, diabetes. I can't tell you how many people have called in with dizziness. They go, I'm dizzy. I'm like, okay, when was the last time you had blood work done? Before COVID. But before COVID is 4 years ago. You haven't had a physical? You're 60 years old. Well, because I don't want to get sick. I don't want to go to the doctor's office and get sick. And again, I'm not criticizing them, but these are some of the reasons why people are going to be getting some real nasty reality checks when they do finally go to the doctor. I had somebody call up saying they had a mass in their abdomen and it's growing. I'm like, you got to, I don't, and they didn't have a medical provider, hadn't seen somebody since COVID. So I had to send them to the ER. They go, but I don't want to go to the ER, it's going to cost more money. And I go, well, I could refer you to a regular doctor, but it could be months to start new with a new doctor. And it's sad because he could feel, when you feel the mass growing, wow. And it is, it's heartbreaking. And so I can't say I've seen more cases because I've seen a lot more telemedicine patients than patients. I mean, I could see a lot more telemedicine patients than I could in my office. And so I never get to see the CAT scan. In my office, you know, if I saw the mole and I would biopsy it myself and it would come back dysplastic or melanoma, or I could then say, okay, I just diagnosed cancer. But over the phone, I'm taking a guess, but I bet that's cancer. So, yes, cases are going to go up. So how do you protect yourself? Well, again, I don't trust COVID, so try not to get COVID. And I don't want to scare you all, but I think that might be the next, smack of reality, is that this virus does, again, violate all laws of nature and all sorts of reality when it comes to a cold virus. Usually the cold virus is supposed to go away and get the hell out of there. But I do fear that we're going to be told that, you know what? We're seeing more heart disease because of COVID. We're seeing more cancer. It was no surprise when they said we see more diabetes. Early on in COVID, in 2020, they said, we're seeing people who were never diabetic, now diabetic. And people are like, that's not true, that's not true. Actually, I believe it. because some of us that get diabetes don't get it because of genetics. It's because a virus attacks our pancreas, and then we don't make insulin as well. And then we end up not metabolizing our sugar well. So that's very real. And for years, I had thought that there was a link between diabetes and pancreatic cancer. And I'm not saying everybody with diabetes is going to get pancreatic cancer. But if a virus, per se, can be one of the many reasons somebody gets diabetes, because the virus affects the pancreas, what if it's a virus that's oncogenic or cancer-causing? Can some people then get pancreatic cancer? And we do see an uptick in pancreatic cancer patients and those who have diabetes. Not all diabetics get pancreatic cancer. But some pancreatic cancer patients were diabetic. Some were drink alcohol. Now, some we don't know why. Some were genetic. So we know that viruses could cause cancer. Hepatitis virus could cause cancer. HIV virus could cause cancer. That's nothing new. HPV could cause cervical cancer, rectal cancer, throat cancer. So it's hard to protect yourself against the viruses. Vaccines help, but unfortunately, you know, you can still get it. And unfortunately, when it comes to cancer, it might be qualitative and not quantitative. Qualitative is where all you need is one. Quantitative means, okay, the quantity is needed. So we still have a lot to learn on that. And I don't want us being paranoid about cancer. I think all of us have, you know, certain cancer risks depending on our genetics, depending on our you know, daily habits, depending on our food, depending on our drinking. But you need to be aware that even if there's no family history of cancer, you know, if something doesn't seem right, get it checked out. If you have a cough that doesn't go away, if you have blood in the stool, if you have, and I'm not saying all these coughs are cancer or blood in the stool means cancer, but don't ignore it. If you've been losing your appetite and losing weight, if your diabetes miraculously goes away and you haven't been trying to lose weight and you all of a sudden go, you want to know what? I'm not diabetic. I remember my mother-in-law telling me one day, you know, I could go off my insulin. I'm not diabetic anymore. And I'm like, say what? He's like, yeah, my doctor took me off my insulin. He said, congratulations. He couldn't believe it. I'm not diabetic anymore after 30-some years. I told my husband, I go, she might have cancer. And she ended up dying a few months later of cancer. So I don't want to scare you guys. But telemedicine will play a role, one, in catching things, because if people can't get to their doctor, you know, they could call a telemedicine doctor, but hopefully that telemedicine doctor says, go in and get seen by somebody, even if it's an urgent care or ER. But the urgent cares and ERs need to be prepared that they are going to be seeing people that have not seen a doctor or had a physical in years and have been only being taken care of over the phone. And I do worry. You know, when I would do a physical on you, you had your shirt off, you were undressed, and I checked for cancer, and if you weren't comfortable with me looking at all your skin, I would send you to a dermatologist for your skin cancer screens. I wouldn't mess around. Somebody has got to look at you and make sure you don't have skin cancer. Is your telemedicine doctor doing that over the phone? So, you know, these are things that you need to be proactive with. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Americans are being told to expect an election year in 2024, perhaps unlike they have ever seen or experienced before. First Lady Michelle Obama told the On Purpose podcast with Jay Shetty recently she's very concerned about how things could play out. She says leaders matter.
Who speaks for us? Who holds that bully pulpit? It affects us in ways that I think people take for granted.
Concerns are raised as the question of whether the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots rose to the level of an insurrection, including former President Trump's involvement in it. It is a question now being placed before the U.S. Supreme Court. And blizzard conditions continue in parts of the Plains states early today. There's a larger winter storm that continues to dump snow on other parts of the Midwest. From Chicago, Illinois, west to Kansas City, Missouri, and areas north, there could be as much as a half a foot of snow in some places. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Christina asks, what do you do if a patient does not want to use traditional medicine and wants to use alternative medicine? She's having a hard time finding a doctor who is going to be, accepting of it. So that's a little tricky. Okay, I was in practice with a homeopath, acupuncturist, naturopath doctor, who was also family medicine trained and an MD. And so I'm married to a chiropractor. So I am open to a lot. I understand that modern medicine was at once alternative. And so I understand that the future cancer cure or the future diabetes cure or weight loss cure could be something that is naturally occurring and something not a current pharmaceutical. You have to, in medicine, have that humbleness and that openness in your mind. On the other hand, however, quack medicine and and things that are useless and possibly dangerous have pervaded our medicine shelves for centuries. And we in medical school don't get a lot of training in how to discern and evaluate every single product. We get a little bit of training. And to simplify things, we're told to just follow what the FDA. If the FDA approved it, you're probably good. You got too much going on, too much you have to do, than to vet every single medication. So the FDA approves it. Now, that's not enough. There have been medications that were FDA approved that I didn't like. Like Vioxx. Vioxx was the COX-2 inhibitor that came out in the early zeros, the early 2000s. And I noticed my patient's blood pressure was going up. I just didn't like, I wasn't really that impressed with it, and I wanted to stop using it. And I remember the rep came in saying, what are you doing? How come you're not using it? And I'm like, I don't like what it's doing to my patient's blood pressure. And they're like, oh, look at the studies. The studies say it's fine. The study says it's fine. The FDA says it's fine. And then lo and behold, it got taken off the market. Same thing with some of these other medications that, you know, so I, even if it's an FDA approved drug, a doctor has a duty to make sure that it's not hurting their patient. In fact, there are medications that can hurt you, like anti-inflammatories. Taking doses of ibuprofen, if you're on certain blood pressure medicine, could be hazardous to your kidneys. Could be hazardous to your stomach, just taking them in general, to your heart. So, you know, we as medical professionals, it's a little tricky. Because another thing that also will limit our openness and embracing of alternative medicine is who's going to sue us if something goes wrong. So my partner had a patient whose breast was completely emaciated with cancer. And she had been seeing a homeopath. And the homeopath had said, look, you need to have traditional medicine. Okay, this is breast cancer. I can't cure this. And sadly, she did die. It was beyond being able to help her. But, you know, if the family wanted to look back and see which medical provider did not recommend regular medical care and traditional care, that doctor could be sued. So if you are licensed in your state, you have got to follow the state guidelines. And the state guidelines usually frown upon untested, un-FDA-approved medications. Now, that was a little tricky when we were dealing with COVID, and people were saying ivermectin has a role. Remember I told you, I think it was Eastern Virginia Medical School that was a doctor who had published protocol for COVID early on, and it included ivermectin. But because it wasn't FDA approved for that, now it's off the website, and it just, you know, and so if somebody, let's say, didn't go by, let's say, you know, the proper protocol, or a doctor didn't, and they said, look, just use ivermectin, and then that person died, that family could have a lawsuit. And so it has limited a lot of the flexibility and a lot of the creativity that patients are looking for in doctors when it says, well, why don't we try this? So, for example, remember I told you I had a patient that came into me on 4 blood pressure medications, but his blood pressure was, I think it was either 180 over 100 or 180 over 120. It was really high. And he's on 4 blood pressure medicines, and I have to control his blood pressure. So I looked a little deeper, and he had anxiety, and he had some anxiety issues. So I go, here, just for poops and giggles, let's try something for your anxiety. We'll try some Zoloft. See if that helps. And lo and behold, his blood pressure came down. We were eventually able to take him off some of his blood pressure medication, still keep him on some, but he didn't need 4 pills. And so a doctor, if they are making sure they're putting the person first, the patient first, if it looks like they justify why we're trying this, because traditional medicine is not working, we've done the standard of care. We're going to see if this can help, albeit still, you have chest pain, trouble breathing, you get yourself to an ER. You know, have them sign a consent saying, look, you know, this is experimental. There are certain formalities that might have to take place in order to allow there to be a little bit of a pivot from a traditional treatment if it's not working. But the average MDDO has to do traditional medicine and offer it. If not, a patient could say they weren't offered it, and then they get sued, and then they lose their license. So, you know, do I think we need to look at acupuncture more, chiropractic more, osteopathic manipulation more? I do. And these things are not necessarily alternative. These are things that have been studied and well established. Do we think massage, physical therapy, things like that should be used? Should homeopathy be embraced? I think homeopathy is fascinating. And we already do homeopathy. When we try to desensitize you to allergens with your allergy shots, no, or even with some of your vaccines, we're going to give you just a little of something that's harmful to you so you build up an immunity or a resistance. These live attenuated vaccines got their roots from homeopathy. Homeopathy is where we take a small amount of something that offends you and bothers you, and use it to treat. Now, I am no homeopath. I've never gone through the training. But when I had morning sickness, my MD friend said, go to Trader Joe's and get some homeopathic Ipecac. You mean like syrup of Ipecac? Does that make you vomit? Yes, but get the homeopathic Ipecac. And I'm like, okay, I got nothing to lose because I'm vomiting. And so I took it, and the morning sickness stopped that night. It was done. Now, I've seen placebo work, but this was more than placebo. And homeopathy is where a micro amount of something that could cause your symptoms in a diluted form somehow changes the energy in your body. And I'm not a homeopath. I haven't even begun to understand how it could work and when it doesn't work. But when that worked on me, I was like, whoa. Now, do I actively use homeopathy? No. I don't know enough about it. But I found that fascinating that worked. When Ipecac makes you throw up, syrup of Ipecac, and yet the homeopathic dose prevented me from throwing up. So, you know, it's I think in medicine we have a lot to learn, but a doctor could get into a lot of trouble if something bad happens or you progress with your illness and they substituted traditional medicine with something alternative. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last month, when we were talking about passive income and things like that, one of you had written, this was an interesting email, but it was kind of long. But the gist of it was that this person wants to write books. He's not an expert, but he has found something that has worked for him with his health. And he wants to share it. He wants to write a book, so he wanted to know, you know, am I making a lot of money on my books? How to do it? And, you know, does he have to be an expert to write a book? So, you know, this is interesting because I think a lot of you have a lot to offer. And math was my strong suit. Writing was not my strong suit, nor was writing books. I never thought I would write a book. And I've published, I think, 12 of them now.
And I like it. And do I make a lot of money on my books? Oh, absolutely not. Because the way I do my books is different from the way other people do it. The people that make money on their books, the real, the true authors, are the ones who write a book, hire publishers, editors, literary agents, pay somebody to make the book cover, put a lot of money into it, then order cases of the books, and every time they sell one online, ship that book out. And they make it a business. Me, I don't have time for that, and I don't have the money for that. And I write books with students who want to, improve their resume and CV and publish something. And so we don't have the time or money to do all that. So I use Amazon. Amazon allows you to self-publish. They help you pick a cover, or you can upload your own artwork. They, whenever a book sells, they just then sell it. They ship it. They take a huge cut. Sometimes it equates to 70%, but I don't really charge a lot for my books because I'm not doing it to make money. But for those people that do want to become authors and make passive income, and you do have a good book, absolutely, I think it's a fantastic thing to do. And the fact that you don't have to put money up front, you have to put the time into making a good book. You do need to edit it. You do need to proofread it. You might want to pay for an illustrator and things like that. But for those people that don't have money, and they want to publish, you could do that. Just understand Amazon takes a huge cut because they do all the work for you in terms of shipping it. And so basically, in terms of passive income, since I don't have to spend money, all I have to do is give Amazon their cut. I don't have to give it. Amazon takes it. And then they give you the couple bucks or the few dollars per book every time one sells. If they do an expanded distribution where they get it into other countries or other bookstores, sometimes you only get pennies on, on the dollar. And that's, honestly, I don't mind because I'm not doing it to make money. But absolutely, it's something that people could do. So, full disclosure, I love the books I've written. I think they're fantastic, but they weren't designed so much to make money. So I don't make money on them. And maybe I need to eventually do launch my book line, which I've been working on for years. Eventually do that. I've just been so busy. But I will. I'll get to it. In terms of, do you have to be an expert to write a book? Absolutely not. But in order for you to sell your book, you are going to need to, and remember we talked about to engage, educate, and enlist. Okay, if you're like, hi, I'm your neighbor, Bob, well, you might engage somebody because, ooh, I want to hear from my neighbor. But that might not be engaging to somebody who's not your neighbor. You got to engage the person first. Then when you have their attention, well, I'm an expert in health. I've lost 200 pounds. This is how I've done it. Okay, now you've engaged them. Now educate them. How I did it was I did this. I gave up alcohol. I exercised. This is how I got myself to exercise. This is what I did. This is my story. And then enlist. Okay? Buy the book. I'll teach you how to do this. You'll learn something that you aren't learning from other people. And the three E's are how you would do that. Now, we lost, as doctors, a lot of people's confidence because of COVID and because of what happened with Fauci and everything else. And so I've noticed a huge lack of respect and disrespect towards me, towards, if I even bring up, look, these symptoms might be COVID. Oh my gosh. I mean, people rip me a new one online. If I suggest somebody go and get seen, they're like, look, I just want my medicine and get off the phone. We doctors have lost a lot of respect. And we are being superseded by influencers. Now, what's an influencer? Well, it's somebody that apparently knows how to work social media and get your attention and can influence people's thoughts, fads, music. I mean, I could be an influencer. Anybody that makes an opinion, has an opinion that can, that people will follow are influencers. But many of these influencers don't have a lick of credentials. But some of them are fantastic. and they've actually, you know, garnered opinions that people like. And, you know, they look, you know, you worked in other fields. And also some people also discredit themselves when they don't need to. You know, I talk a lot about the economy, work, relationships with employers and employees. Why? Because I've held a lot of jobs. I've worked multiple jobs to support myself. I've rarely been let go. I've only been laid off twice and hired back both times. And I've had a lot of experience with multiple industries. Restaurant, human resources, marketing, medicine, education. And so experiences do give you validity. And if you have an experience that can help somebody else, then, you know, that, I mean, look at the, that family. On YouTube, there's this family called Saline Zatara. And it's a family of six who said, I think they were from Texas. They said, to hell with this, I'm sick of, you know, the work, I'm sick of the economy, I'm sick of this. Let's get a sailboat or a catamaran and sail around the world. They didn't know anything about sailing. They taught themselves. They got a boat. Then they started to sell advertising. They got some sponsors. And they teach people about boats and what they do and how they save money and what they thought of certain countries that they've been to. Yemen versus French Polynesia versus Israel. And what they notice, and they videotape a lot of it, and they share that. And I got to tell you, if I'm ever going to sail, right, you know, or consider getting a boat, I know they don't have degrees in boating, but as far as I'm concerned, they've proven their knowledge. And so, you know, it's fascinating. What I don't want is people completely now ignoring doctors. And I've seen people ignore doctors, saying, well, my friend said all I had was this. You know, they said my toothache was a sinus infection. And I'm like, you know, I'm a little worried this toothache could actually be referred pain from your heart. Get your heart checked. And I've had people who have had heart attacks right in front of me who actually came in thinking all they had was a toothache. And I'm not saying all toothaches are heart disease, but, you know, don't discredit people with degrees and with credentials for influencers just because some influencers are actually pretty damn good. But, you know, it's a, you know, it's a process. And so for those of you who think you have something to say and you think you can be an influencer, go for it. But be honest about your credentials. Don't be a George Santos, okay? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs.
I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.